Passage 3. After the early periods of settlement, the first sharp increase in immigration took place in the 1830s and 1840s. This brought to America craftspeople from Northern Europe who lost employment in the Industrial Revolution, and then a great number of Irish people who fled from famine. German political refugees arrived shortly after. Many immigrants from Northern and Western Europe settled on farms in the Middle West. The Irish became construction laborers on roads, bridges, and railroads. In the 1880s, a tremendous tide of immigrants began coming in, this time largely from Southern and Eastern Europe. To most Americans, these newcomers seemed far more strange than the early settlers. Their languages, customs, and ways of life were very different from those of Americans. The newcomers moved into the poorest neighborhoods of the large cities. They tended to stay together and cling to their old ways. As they were accustomed to poverty, they were willing to work for very low wages. This made other workers, especially those in labor unions, afraid that the immigrants would thus lower wage levels and take jobs away from them. Indeed, organized labor became one of the chief opponents of continued immigration. This opposition finally led to the passing of immigration laws in the 1920s, which restricted further immigration. In 1965, these unfair laws were replaced by a new Immigration Act, which granted equal opportunity to foreigners, regardless of their place of origin. Asians, like Koreans and Vietnamese, then began to arrive. Many of these newcomers have worked very hard to establish themselves in their new land.
Questions 17 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 17. Why did Northern European craftspeople come to settle down in the United States? Question 18. What did the labor unions worry about? Question 19. What was the purpose of the immigration law passed in the 1920s? Question 20. What do we know from the passage about the Asian immigrants?